live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the number of people homeless in the Northwest is up at 9%. Sentencing of a former British soldier for manslaughter in County Tyrone in 1988 will take place next week. Progress on efforts to address dereliction and restore vacant properties in Donegal has been welcomed. And after much concern over the future of the health centre in Dunganeely, a GP is set to take up the role on Monday. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly, followed by Newt with Colm Ferrisher. First in news though, the number of people homeless in the Northwest has risen again. 114 people sought emergency accommodation in the region last month, up 9% when compared to the previous month. There's been a new record recorded in the number of people homeless across the country. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
Homelessness in Ireland has hit a new record high. More than 11,600 people, including almost 3,500 children, accessed emergency accommodation during December. According to figures published today by the Department of Housing, 114 adults were homeless in the Northwest between December 19th and 25th. Of those, 51 sought emergency accommodation in Donegal and Leitrim, up 10% when compared to November 2022, and 63 people in Sligo. The number of children homeless in the region, however, has dropped 29%, with 27 children without a home in December.
Enoch Burke says he doesn't believe he should pay the fine he's been issued for failing to purge his contempt of a court order. The dismissed teacher has continuously showed up at Wilson's Hospital School in County Westmeath this week, despite being dropped from his role there. His failure to leave the school before 2 o'clock this afternoon means he will now have to pay a €700 fine, and will have to do so every day until he decides to comply with the High Court order. Speaking to reporters before he left the school today, Mr. Burke said he shouldn't have to pay.
Just in relation to the fine, and I want to stay on this point because I would just say I don't believe I should pay a fine to practice my religious belief. I don't believe I should pay a fine.
So you won't pay
a fine. I don't believe I should pay it. I'm putting it in the nicest way. A fine is a punishment in which somebody is ordered to pay a sum of money for something they've done that's illegal or a rule that they've broken.
Sentencing of a former British soldier for manslaughter in County Tyrone in 1988 will take place next Thursday. It had been expected to take place today. However, a judge told a court in Belfast that there were a number of issues that had to be considered. In November, 53-year-old David Jonathan Holden was convicted of the manslaughter of Aidan McInnesby at an army checkpoint more than 30 years ago. Speaking after today's hearing, Aidan's brother Sean said the proceedings were difficult to listen to.
Just on behalf of the McInnesby family, we found it very difficult there today. We're coming here after 35 years looking for justice, and it was all the victim. We thought Aidan was the victim, but it was all about Holden and him being the victim. There was no word of Aidan, so we've nothing more to say till we hear the final outcome.
A Donegal County Councillor says the Standards in Public Office Commission needs to use its power more effectively or seek more powers if necessary. Councillor Nicholas Crossan says while many people may have regarded the ongoing debate on Minister Pascal Donoghue's underdeclared expenses as a storm in a teacup, he says this is a very important issue which should not be downplayed. Councillor Crossan says, like all other councillors, he has to fill out election expenses declarations as well as an annual statement of interests. On today's 9 till noon show, he says it's a responsibility he takes very seriously.
For the past 28 years, I filled in that form to the best of my ability, and I think every other councillor done it. That have I made a mistake in it? I don't think I did. But if I was notified of a mistake, I would certainly go and rectify it immediately. Most councillors fill in their own forms. I know some parties fill in all councillors' forms, and I think that's a bad idea because there's a scapegoat there. I didn't fill in that form. At least if I filled in my form, I'm responsible for it and I should be accountable for it. Irrespective of what the amount of money it was, it should have been ratified in 2016 and 2020. It took too long. Small things that are overlooked then become the norm. You must be responsible and you have to be accountable. Standards in public office, SIPO is there. They don't have an awful lot of power, or if they do have it, they certainly do not show it.
A new GP has been appointed to take up the role in Dunganeely. There was much concern in the local community over the future of Dunganeely Health Centre last year as it was left without a GP. The HSE has confirmed today that Dr. Janinda Monarijam will begin work on Monday on a full-time basis. Meanwhile, the HSE has confirmed the Out of Hours GP service is set to move to a site opposite Letterkenny University Hospital after receiving a notice to quit from its current base at Old Town. They're also echoing assurances given by NowDoc's clinical lead on yesterday's 9 till noon show that the relocation isn't linked to a wider review of Out of Hours GP provision in Donegal. Rhea Cleary has more.
The HSE has now confirmed what's been widely reported this week. Letterkenny's NowDoc base is to move. Local HSE officials are now examining the possibility of moving the out-of-hours GP service to the Errigal Chronic Disease Management Hub on the Kilmacrennan Road, where what it refers to as timely renovation works are taking place. Phase two of the relocation process will see the nurse triage and administrative elements of the service in Letterkenny incorporated with other HSE services. The HSE is pledging to keep staff updated and is stressing that this is a separate and distinct process to the ongoing review, which could see the NowDoc service taken over by CareDoc.
Progress on efforts to address dereliction and restore vacant properties in Donegal has been welcomed. A vacant homes officer and town regeneration officer are expected to be appointed by Donegal County Council in the coming weeks. To date, 67 applications have been received by the local authority seeking funding to transform town centres and derelict buildings. Meanwhile, a number of applications have been submitted under the Croí Cónaithe Vacant Property Refurbishment Grant. Cathaoirleach of the Lifford-Stranorna Municipal District, Councillor Patrick McGowan, hopes the funding will be transformative for the county.
It's a good opportunity for people now to do up any second properties or any properties that are there. People can buy properties and get them done up. And obviously, they'll create more work out there as well.
And also the county is crying out for housing, so this will hopefully, although it will take a bit of time, it will help address the waiting list as well.
Absolutely. The town centre first applications and sort of doing up these derelict buildings within towns in the countryside will provide an awful lot of options for people out there. That people might move from one house to another or whatever, but like any extra properties, whether renovated or new, that comes onto the market, it's always taken off the pressure. We have the whole MICA situation come down the line, but as well as that, we are facing a serious housing shortage at the moment, and any spare properties that comes into the market is welcome. Plus, a lot of our towns and streets and countryside is full of derelict buildings, and it is a disgrace to see so many fine buildings that can be done up for a grant of maybe 30, 40, 60, 80,000. You know, it's great to get them back rather than just going into green fields and building again. So that certainly is a 1-1 and be very, very welcome. But it'll certainly probably about April before we really get going. But I have been told there's been a number of applications have already been assessed and work is beginning on them. So they, with the limited staff that they have, they are doing some work. But once you have the two new positions filled and going, we'll really get things going then.
Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson has warned that some people will reach breaking point with a further rise in mortgage rates. Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty is urging the government to reintroduce targeted mortgage reliefs to help ease the pressure. He told that all the extra financial burden being faced by some people will amount to thousands of euro.
Minister, since June, the ECB have increased their interest rates by 2.5%, and the Central Bank Governor made clear his intention when he came before the Finance Committee yesterday to myself and others that he expects the rates to increase by another 1% by March. This is going to begin next week. And that rate hike immediately affects 300,000 people who are on tracker mortgages. For them, that means thousands of extra euro that they will have to pay in interest this year. It also affects over 100,000 families who've had their mortgages sold to vulture funds, a commitment from government that they wouldn't be any worse off, but they are way, way worse off. These individuals, many of them are paying already 7% interest rate given recent hikes. By March, they will now be paying 8%. Now, Minister, just just understand this. We've seen the detail of this. For some of these families, that means €5,000 extra in interest than they were paying in June last year. That is a breaking point for these families. So I'm asking you, what can you do? Isn't it not time now that the government reintroduce a tailored, targeted and time-bound mortgage interest relief that relieves some of the pressure off these families?
A man has been arrested on a quantity of drugs seized by police in Derry. Suspected Class B and C drugs and drug-related paraphernalia were found during a planned search at a property in the city today. A 37-year-old man was arrested on a number of offences, while a woman in her 20s is said to be reported to the Public Prosecution Service. Police continue to appeal to anyone with information or who may have concerns about drugs in their area to contact them. Serious safety concerns have been raised over a newly constructed road on Arnmore Island, which is said to be running along a cliff edge. In some places, the road is said to be just 10 yards from the cliff edge. Councillor Micheál Colmigill-Osbourg is calling on Donegal County Council to urgently address the issue.
One of the things that have been raised with me on the island, I'm a regular estee in Arnmore, is that there are concerns about how close the road is to the cliffs. Gollamaka Jean Chahatalis out to the Lighthouse Road, you're talking something at the nearest point about 10 yards or less. And if there was an accident, you're talking about somebody going off the side of the cliff there. So they've asked for safety barriers to be put in. It's something that I strongly support and it's something that I have raised with the council. I hope it's something that if we're able to get them, and I can't understand why we wouldn't, when we're talking about saving people's lives, that it isn't a long, drawn-out process, which seems to happen a lot of the time. So much red tape, but it's something that is really important for the islanders who have raised this with me. And if anybody was to slip off that there, now, you know, it would be a horrific accident and it's something that's not bare or worth thinking of.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Recover from the toughest sessions with foam rollers and massage guns, or find your flow with the latest yoga mats and blocks in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with a football cross-channel. Sean Dyche is expected to be named the new Everton manager. The former Burnley boss is in line to succeed Frank Lampard at Goodison Park. The Toffees have also spoke with ex-Leeds manager Marcelo Bielsa about the vacancy. If appointed, Dyche looks set to be without the services of Anthony Gordon. The 21-year-old attacker is poised to move to Newcastle, with reports suggesting a deal worth £45 million has been agreed. Well, the weekend's FA Cup fourth round action begins tonight with perhaps the tie of the round. The Premier League's top two are meeting at the Etihad Stadium, with Manchester City playing host to Arsenal. Kickoff there is at 8 o'clock. Standout games locally this weekend on the football front come in the form of the Ulster Junior Cup quarterfinals. There's three ties to be played at this stage of the competition on Sunday afternoon, with Letterkenny Rovers up against Alia FC. Mayville Celtic will host Fannad United, while Buncrana Hearts are playing host to St Catharines. Looking at some of the action, which we will feature live commentary and updates from this weekend. It is, of course, the return of the Allianz National Football League this weekend as the competition gets up and running for 2023 for Donegal and indeed for new manager Paddy Carr. All-Ireland champions Kerry are the visitors to Ballybuffet for Donegal on Sunday. The match starts at 2 o'clock. I'll be joined by Martin McHugh and we'll have the build-up as from 1:45. Survival in Division 1 of the league is seen as key for the county, but new captain Patrick McBerty says that they want to do more than just staying up, adding the group is working well under the new management.
Very, very good. Hey, you know, very, very impressed from day one, from the day I met them. And, you know, training's gone very, very well. And all the players have bought in. Hey, they've, you know, really put their shoulders to the wheel and, you know, really, really buzzing for Sunday.
Jack O'Connor says he's going to be very short. Are you taking that with a pinch of salt or do you believe him?
Well, listen, we don't really think about that. Listen, we've to get our own ship right, and you know there'll be 15 lads taking the pitch on Sunday, and there'll be 5 or 6 coming off the bench as well. So we have to get, you know, our own game plan right, and you know, I think if we can nail that, we won't be far away.
As Donegal captain Patrick McBertie looking forward to the action this weekend. The first of the North West counties to see action in the return of the league is Derry tomorrow afternoon. That's at Owen Beg. Taking on Limerick starts at 3 o'clock. Michael McMullen will have updates from that one. And we'll also have some coverage as well from the Hyde, Dr. Hyde Park in Roscommon on Sunday. Tyrone, of course, starting their campaign against the Rossies. Donegal ladies are preparing for another big weekend in the National League. The girls will host Rinning All-Ireland Champions Meath at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny tomorrow. Despite a 6-point defeat against Galway last week, manager Maxie Kern is feeling positive about the performance and hopes they can rectify some of last week's mistakes.
Look, we learned an awful lot. We're very much a new team last week. We had 9 girls making their Donegal Intercounty debut and another 2 that were just in their second game. So, look, a huge amount of inexperience. And I think the big lesson in terms of the learning you mentioned there was not to give the ball away stupidly. That's the lesson, and I think that's the learning for these new young girls that they're playing at a level now where they're going to be punished for mistakes, and I think that's what we hope they take out of the game, and we hope that they're fit to rectify now going to leave on Sunday, because that's another step up against obviously the best team in the land at the minute.
And we'll have some updates from that game tomorrow afternoon. 1 o'clock is the start time at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny for Donegal against Meath. Frank Craig and former Donegal star Maureen O'Donnell will be on duty there. In golf, the weather-disrupted Dubai Desert Classic will finish on Monday. The DP World Tour has confirmed. Rory McIlroy finished his first round earlier today, carrying a 6-under par 66. That leaves him 2 shots off joint leaders Richard Bland and Ian Poulter. As for Shane Lowry, he will resume from 3-under tomorrow, with Tom McKibben 2-over and Patrick Harrington is at 9-over. Novak Djokovic is through to the final of the Australian Open in tennis after a straight sets win over Tommy Paul. The Serbian, who's targeting his 10th title in Melbourne, progressed in just over 2.25 hours. Djokovic will face Stefanos Tsitsipas in Sunday's final after the Greek beat Karen Khachanov in today's other semi-final. The women's final is tomorrow. In rugby, Ulster welcome the URC reigning champions to the Kingspan Stadium tonight. The DHL Stormers are without the Ulster-bound Stephen Kitchoff for the trip to Belfast. Ben Moxham, Stuart Moore and Eric O'Sullivan all come into the Ulster side for the match, which starts at 7:30. And finally, just a reminder, the 2022 Donegal Sports Star Awards are taking place this evening at the Mount Errigal Hotel. It is, of course, one of the highlights of the sporting calendar, and one of Donegal's great, Shay Given, will be the guest of honour tonight for the Sports Star Awards. Guests are asked to be in the Mount Errigal Hotel for 6:30 this evening, and the presentation event, as it always does, will get up and running at 7 o'clock sharp, and we'll have reaction pieces on our weekend sport from the Sports Star Awards tonight. They'll be played out on air over Saturday and Sunday, and will also be available on our website, highlandradio.com. Back with more tomorrow afternoon, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, the Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine has issued a call for food waste reduction initiatives proposals. The scheme aims to identify, target and address what Minister Charlie McConnell says is a major issue not just here in Ireland but globally. Over 1 million tonnes of food waste is generated every year. €180,000 in funding is available. Meanwhile, 13 groups in Donegal are to benefit from over €19,000 in funding under the €10 million Community and Voluntary Energy Support Scheme. Under the initiative, 238 organisations across the community and voluntary sector nationally will receive a one-off contribution towards their increased energy bills for 2022. Among those benefiting in Donegal are Aran Clan Gidor, the Donegal Sexual Abuse and Rape Crisis Centre, and White Oaks Acorn Project. Weather now staying cloudy this evening with some patchy outbreaks of rain developing in coastal areas. Lowest temperatures tonight of 3 to 6 degrees. The closing headlines, the number of people homeless in the northwest has risen again. 114 people sought emergency accommodation in the region last month, up 9% when compared to November. A Donegal County Councillor says the Standards in Public Office Commission needs to use its power more effectively or seek more powers if necessary. Councillor Nicholas Crossan says while many people may have regarded the ongoing debate on Minister Pascal Donoghue's under-declared expenses a storm in a teacup, he says this is a very important issue which should not be downplayed. A new GP has been appointed to take up the role in Dunganeely. There was much concern in the local community over the future of Dunganeely Health Centre last year, as it was left with no GP. And progress on efforts to address dereliction and restore vacant properties in Donegal has been welcomed. A vacant homes officer and time regeneration officer are expected to be appointed by Donegal County Council in the coming weeks. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuacht with Colm Ferriter, and we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shewer Mahas a Colm Ferriter and Shalin the Prive Skelty. Falsiu Ratchis Jeru Nibliana, na Kionagriokta Chonskin of Agus Fastiokta Udurus Nigeltakta, na Hei Nibliana Shoi Hart in Ye. A mask Burg Fonchi Lucha on na Nigate to Katras a Kuig Fast Nua Kruhiha Savgeltakt Lilin Nibliana. Agus Ord Mila Yaki Trahas a Kuig Fast, a Gliant Kolakti San Omlan a Jeru Nibliana. Sin ardu an level fastiochta in cuig honda gieltachta, ta nís mon a billion euro de yilahan sa vlian eg a cholachta an udrish, agus níjeg poncha da sé I sola her capital cadihe da arbertsi infrastructur grown na gieltachta. Ta fias a cahar flan changa a faim nus na limit stier plana le changa le budget da 3.2 million ag frastal urhu, Luiter Mwenu Raktala de Caraponcha 3 million, Kurher of Oil de Trahasa 3, Agriot, Farberha, Fobble on Komai. Ta G Tech Ober Komai, Lefihis a Shard, Mull Digita, Oskulcha, Agus Oskion, Carakid to Trahadinia, Egg Ober Onto. Ta Udras Nigelta to Conjiro go Lager or Horosorot, Major Le Ratchis or Heave Saku. August Torresor Changa go Harry le Len Cahu Nibli on the shop. August Farbert Erna Jeshina at a on the Rini chart, Condigel took to August Gaeliga a Olam. Kurher Jeshina, the scholarly, Snasakur or Gaeliga Saku, Fridge Pakishji Pilotaha at Hala Farbert Len Nibliana, Connemariga a Hastel, August a Hosh. Bei Ahantas or Lai a Horch Freshen, the Lian Choran to Cantor. Chark of Farber had Sigiltucked, August Bay Planana Sanula a Entu, August a Curry Vime onto Conan Arniel, Natarasarakta a Carcon Kin on. August and the Hakwini, the Horus, the Hishmohori, was Munchuri, Pueshti, Bonskola, a Veer Foil, Erin Sieve, Cog Bunk IE, Shin COGG Bunk IE, Bugha and Ishkuji, and Sieve Ur, Edgerlina and Tarshach. Agus te gaholas fuishin an siv cog. Gushin mahaj legulier slanagus banakt.
The obituary notice says for this Friday evening, January the 27th. The death has taken place of Frances Bonner, Salford, Lancashire, England, and formerly of Mullinard Convoy. Her remains are reposing at Terence McClintock's funeral home, Ballyboe Convoy. Family and friends are welcome there on Sunday from 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock, private at all other times, please. Funeral service to take place at the gravesite in Gortley Graveyard, Letterkenny, on Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Family flowers only, please. Donations to Age UK directly or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has taken place of Dominic Coyle, Cool Cranford. Remains will repose at his home from 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Funeral mass on Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Cool Cranford, with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Rosary on Saturday and Sunday night at 9 o'clock. The death has occurred of Keith Boyle, Derryvay Avenue, Letterkenny. Removal tomorrow morning from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest at Mountaintop, Letterkenny at 10:30, going to his late residence. Funeral from there on Monday morning for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St. Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, followed by interment in Cornwall Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Fonsi Hannigan, Killyvery, Newton Cunningham. Fonsi's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow for Requiem Mass in All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham at 1 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Lily McDade, Roe, Ne Kearney, Ballymagan, Buncrana. Funeral on Monday morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Coghill, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. And the death has taken place in Manchester of Hugo Quirk, formerly of Urris and Dunree, and more recently of Bury, Manchester. Funeral on Tuesday, February the 7th at 9:30 at St Bernadette's RC Church, Whitefield, and burial at Bury Cemetery at 11 o'clock. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.